Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we lock it in. Shout to Emma, man. Emma, what up, ma? Shout to Lush. Rose, what up? Shout to the intern. Can't wait to meet her, man. Anything you need to know, don't keep nothing on the hush. Saturday from 8 to 10, you know they play to win. Hella bottles, I'm a scholar when the tape begins. Celeb interviews, so you can get the news on the spot. Real talk, and that's real life. Word. And when you see them in person, they looking real nice. Sexy than a mofo, check the photos. With this legend connection, we getting better reception so far. About to broadcast a lot. Haters always talking, we need them to do their job. Cause I'm on mine, and my ladies on there. Set the day and the time when they live on air. Like an album coming soon, I'm up out of here. Love y'all. Emma, you be killing them. Yeah, you be killing them. Lush, you be killing them. Yeah, she be killing them. Rose, you be killing them. Shorty be killing them. Me, BK be killing them. Yeah, they be killing them. Emma, you be killing them. Yeah, you be killing them. Lush, you be killing them. Yeah, she be killing them. Rose, you be killing them. Shorty be killing them. Me, BK be killing them. Yeah, they be killing them.
Welcome everybody, E2K on the spot, Real Talk, Real Life, with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and we're here, man. We're here live. And for those that don't know, I've been honoring women this whole month, which is the Women's Month, you know, Women's History Month, and I've been going real hard in my Facebook, which is for my Emma Everything to Know. And, you know, just been honoring the women that paved the ways and stuff like that. So I'm going to go into my Facebook and give you some information about some of the females and the women that we are already honoring. And, you know, and I hope you like it. And, you know, we'll be right back. Don't forget to call me, 347-826-7722. And call me and let me know what woman made a difference in your life so we can be able to honor her and all these queens out here doing their thing.
Killing them, girl, you be killing them, you be killing them.
killing them, girl, you be killing them. You be killing them, girl, you be killing them.
Yeah, I know that's what they all says. She got a donkey with a warm ball desk. Keep it clean cut like ball heads. Been playing with that green long as ball pass. Say you got a ball harder than the ball players. All she wanna know is they're balling ass. Can't fault her, the last nigga fault her. But he ain't beat it up, I assault her. Should've seen her come to me when I called her. Slow strut like she walking to the altar. Handbag on her arm cost four bills. And she ain't got a bag borrowed or steal. Often imitated, never duplicated. They say she a dime, I say she underrated. I just met her, so the next solution. Then my old chick, execution.
You what's up, girl, ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now, I buy the casket. They should arrest you, or whoever dressed you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them.
I had to let you know.
You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them,
All the ladies.
You be killing them.
I'd like to congratulate you. Congratulations.
You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
And you just came from the gym clothes. In a fitted cap and some Timbos. In a pair of flats, well trimmed toes. Camera in the mirror, BBM pose. Still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes.
For that one, Fabulous always doing something for the ladies and always doing something that the ladies can relate and get excited to. Shout out to him on that one. I know I'll be turning that up, and that be giving me some type of motivation, especially the part when he goes, I call it suicide. for some reason, I don't know, it's just something about that suicide part. That gives me on the go. I like to just pump it and keep riding. So anyway, the topic for today that I have for E2K on the spot is honoring, you know, any woman that made a difference in your life. We all, as we grow up, we have like a favorite aunt or a cousin, even a neighbor or a friend's mother that made a difference in our lives, you know, by them giving us advice or helping us in, you know, certain situations that we've gotten into, and maybe they were the only person you can kind of turn to. We all have that. I know I have several of women in my life that that I definitely would like to honor, but I'm going to try to give the flow out to, you know, the callers first. Don't forget, call me 347-826-7722. You can also follow me on Facebook, which is Emma E2K or Emma Everything to Know. And you can IM me, you know, request me, and then you can IM me your answers because I'm on the Facebook now and I'll gladly read them out. Or you can hit me on the Twitter. Twitter is at Emma E2K. And you can give me your answers, you know, through the Twitter as well, and I'll broadcast it live on the air. I have a poem that I would like to read. I'm not going to read it just yet. I'm going to give a chance. Hopefully we get some calls. I mean, you know, the callers will call and give their shout-outs, and I'm going to let that happen. And we're going to go into more music, and we'll be right back.
Once again, it's on. It's your boy, Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy himself. Representing that TBM, that block work, that takeover. And you're checking out E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life with the sexy Emma, Miss BX. What up, baby?
Bad, bad, bad boy. Bad, bad, bad boy.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
like I'm 250. Gut like I'm 6'5.
5'9", 250 worth of bricks, pump. I delivered with the strip once. There's only much I could give, but I took the trip once. They told me chop like this. Old head told me play the block like this. Coke cat said he want his rock like this. No, y'all wish I had it locked like this. Yes, sir.
What up, Fred?
Yeah, just my bank account and my blood pressure. I'll see him, I'm a wrecker. Stopped him with my gum, so he was being extra. I'll show him how to stun. Fred A-Rod, I ain't going for the bun. Shot flop a rock side, I'm laying in a cut. I'm 1,000 pounds of uncut to the gut. Fred,
yeah, I'm a bad boy, but I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, but I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, but I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy,
but I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy, but I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, but I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, but I'm too fat. I'm a bad boy, but I'm too fat.
Come on, mama, my real mama in Florida. My ex-mama, I dead her, cause I was bored of her. I need more, yeah. But you don't like big boys, this is all baby fat. Come on, Kamara. She love my aura, love it when I call her. Want me to press record her. Every time I'm on her, I'm Dougie Fresh on her. On her, on her, on her, on her. Yeah, I mean, I'm hotter than a sauna. Red from that back block, met her on the corner. However, I say Gucci down to the side. Spots and blocks filled with rocks. She said, stop. You want these legs, you may just wait. She said, you falling off, you losing weight. Asked what I wanted to cook, and I just ate still T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and roast just break bread.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy, but I'm too fat. 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 I'm a bad boy, but I'm too fat.
B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie. B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie, the greatest ever. Yeah. Peace out to Brooklyn. But I'm Big Bronx, I'm coming just for the cooking. Hey, looking, I'm fresh out of the bookings. Like, take it where I need to be, tookin' on. This is my warning, I will claim victory. Chewing on some juicy fruit, you can't do this to me. Flow unbelievable, kicking the door with it. Get hypnotized when I come raw with it. Sky's the limit, they love me cause I'm nice. Mama tucked me in, gave me long kiss goodnight. They praying on my downfall, can't see me. Please throw down some ice for the nicest MC friend.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy, but I'm too fat. 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 I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Fred the Godson for that one. Mr. BX himself, always coming through, showing love. You know, he's a bad boy. He's too fat. That is too funny. I think it's too funny. Anyway, we're here honoring women, the women that have made a difference in your life. Everybody is on the check-in on the Facebook. That's a good look. Please call in 347-826-7722 to give your shout to the woman in your life or whatever, you know, woman made your life. It could be all the way from the grocer, you know, from the woman grocer in the corner. You know, we never know where we get our inspirations from or where, you know, we have that kind word that said to us that becomes our driving force in our lives. So shout out to all the women out there that have actually stepped up the situations that weren't even yours, and you womaned up and you did it. You know, you cared for somebody, for their child. You cared for somebody's parents. you know, and took care of somebody, either old or new, baby, or someone of age or whatever. But if you did something and it was done with sincerity, you know, a shout out to you. I big you up for that. You know, only you know inside your heart what you've done for others. And it's not that people do things to get honored or to get thanked, but it sure never hurts to thank somebody for doing something when they do it with the heart. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. That actually just inspires someone and gives people ammo to continue to do that. And why wouldn't we want to continue and sponsor people to continue to do the things? I mean, you know, we need balance in this world. There's enough negative stuff out there. So, you know, but because this is the Women's Month, I'm you know, specifically targeting women. So I don't want to hear no guys calling me talking about, oh, am I? Men do it too. I know that, sweetie, but this month is honoring women. So I'm just doing that, honoring the women, okay? So nothing personal. Call the 347-826-7722. And like I said, I want to know, you know, what woman inspired you in your life. And so we can be able to give her just, you know, her just dues, you know, why not? If she did something that uplifted you, if she changed your way of thinking, you know, if she fed you when you was hungry, you know, why not? That's what I'm saying, is why not? So anyway, we're going to go back to some music. Let's go to Jennifer Hudson and some Spotlight, and we'll be back.
I really like him. He is too possessive and too controlling. I can't be myself around him. Girl, hold on a second. Baby, I'm here. Can I breathe a second?
I've been calling you like all day.
You know what? Let me call you right back.
Look, I need to know where
you... Girl, that's him again.
Girl, every time a man has me stressed, I put on my best heels and go out. Just go get some air and do you.
Okay.
And Jennifer, you are fabulous.
Yeah, I love you.
Thank you.
shout out to Jennifer Hudson. You know.
Girl, you know what? I think I will go out.
Yeah, man, girl, go out. Let your hair loose. Let your hair loose. We're celebrating women today, especially the women that made a difference in your life. Call in 347-826-7722. My phone lines, I see you. I just want to go into reading my poem. If you give me an opportunity, I will do so right now. People are hitting me on the Facebook. Shout out to everyone. You can listen in to www.lushradioonline.com or wherever I guess you're listening through, because you're able to listen to me. We're going to go into what I call the woman part two. And, you know, this is dedicated to all the powerful women. That man said to me, "You women don't know anything. Hush and take your place." He said it like he was trying to shame me. And I started thinking of his words. Where is my place, I thought. Well, obviously, that man must not be paying attention, because us women stand in our places every day as pilots, construction workers, athletes, artists, lawyers, and judges. We make our own places in this male-dominated world. My place to him would be in the kitchen, cooking, in his home, just cleaning after him, and in his bed, bearing his children. But my place to me is wherever I choose to stand. So whether I'm at home providing for my children or at the workplace bringing home the money, I'm standing in my place. So women, when they ask you to take your place, raise your head. Be proud of your achievements. Go for those hard-to-reach goals. You can do it. Let's shame that man back and put him in his place. You tell me, stay in my place, yet it is you who expects me to lift you up when you are down, take care of you when you are sick, and be your ear when you want to talk. Open your eyes. I can cook, clean, and wash, but I can also type, navigate a ship, build a computer, and own and run a large company. God picked a woman to create life so that mankind could continue. Respect us. We demand it. My place is wherever I choose to stand. Thank you, everybody, for the snap. Peace to the God and the earth. And here we go with this guy.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me? Thank you.
I'ma bring my brother out here. If y'all feel like being in this motherfucking music video, you need to get hyped as fuck.
Summertime, fine. I let you get on top, I be the underline. I'm trying to get beside you like the number 9 dime. You fine as hell. I guess I met you for a reason, only time could tell. But well, I'm wondering what type of shit you wanted. Do you like the finer things, or you a simple woman? Would you drink with a nigga? Do you smoke weed? Don't be ashamed, it ain't no thing. I used to blow trees, getting lifted. I quit the shit, I might get high with you. It's only fitting, cause I'm looking super fly with you. A fly with you, a powerful, you do something to me. Girl, I caught the vibes like you do something to me. So I threw them back. Now all my niggas hollering, who is that? Oh boy, she bad, nigga. What you about to do with that? I'm finna take you home, sip a little Patron. Now we zone in. Baby, you're so fine. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Baby, you wintertime cold. The night is still young, drink that dinner wine slow. I'm trying to make the goosebumps on your inner thigh show. I'll let you beat me there as far as finish lines go. Yeah, and if you gotta leave for work, I'll be right here in the same bed that you left me in. I love thick women cause my aunt, she rode equestrian. I used to go to the stables and get them kids to bet me. And I would always ride the stallions whenever she let me. I'm joking, I mean that thing is poking. I mean you kinda like that girl that's in the US Open. I mean I got this hidden agenda that you provoking. I got bath water that you could soak in. Things I could do with lotion. Don't need a towel, we could dry off in the covers. And when you think you like it, I promise you gon' love it. Yeah, when light's coming through the drapes and we're both yawning, I roll over and ask if I can hit it in the morning. Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, the sun rising while you're moaning. Baby, can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Hey, God bless the child that can hold his own. God bless the woman that can hold the throne. God bless her homegirl that drove us home. No strings attached like a cordless phone. You see, my intentions with you was clear. I'm learning not to judge a woman by the shit that she wear. Therefore, you sit and judge a nigga off the shit that you hear. Get all defensive, apprehensive, all because my career. To be fair, I know we barely know each other, and yeah, somehow I wound up in your bed. So where we headed from here? Just say you're scared if you're scared, but if you're through frontin', we can do something. And you know just what I'm talking about. Tomorrow you'll be calling out. Cause tonight we getting right into the wee, mom. Cook a nigga breakfast after sex is like a reward. Then I go my own way, you think about me all day. That's just a warning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Yeah.
To honor my sis with for her birthday bash.
I'm looking through. And, you know, what better, I guess, to honor with her with, let me see. I'm looking. There's so much stuff that I can honor her with. You know what? I'm just going to throw some Maxwell for her. Sis, this goes for you. Happy birthday to ya.
Time will bring the will and the body trial. Today there'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual feelings within you. Today you won't remember, man. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. When my affliction had to fill out my prescription, found the way I'm a being, I had to set you free. Away from me to see clearly the way that love can be when you are not with me.
Come on, y'all. We got to do the thing.
Thing? For her?
Yes, the thing. For her. Right now. Come on.
And that was some, that went out.
The hell is wrong with you?
And that definitely went out to my partner, Lushy Lush, who's celebrating her birthday this weekend. We're going to go big in New York City. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Denise. excuse me. Happy birthday goes out to Castro. To Lisa Stilettos, she's doing her birthday party today at Soulfest. Happy birthday to Ra Essence, Rich, Sandra, everybody celebrating a birthday. Definitely shout out to you. I'm going to the phone line. Welcome 551. You're on with M82K on Real Talk, Real Life.
What's going on, ma?
Peace, peace, is this?
Hello.
Yes, hi. Who's this?
Yeah. Yeah, my name is Richie Perez from San Diego, California.
How you
and I would like to honor. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm always fabulous. I don't know if you haven't heard.
Hey, you're in Los Angeles. I'm calling to honor my wife.
And what's your wife's name?
Yvonne Martin.
Okay, shout out to Yvonne.
Yeah, definitely. You know, she deserves that and a little bit more. You know, us men sometimes we ain't easy to deal with, but you know, through all
talk about it.
Hey, it's true. It's real talk. You know, we ain't easy to deal with sometimes. We do a lot of BS, and we still expect things to stay in in order, and they just put up with all our stuff and. You know, sometimes we got to give a little back just to let them know that we do love them.
Beautiful, beautiful. I hope she gets to definitely to hear, your honor to her. Do you have children? You guys have children?
Nah, not together, but she has two, and I took them in as my own. I love them two little guys.
So you guys have children?
She got, but they ain't mine.
Yeah, but you took them in. You're raising them. You guys
definitely.
Have children. other.
Yeah,
okay, it's
doubt.
A family. It's a family unit, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that.
Yeah, I want to ask you, is King Flocko in the house?
Is who?
Flocko. Mikey.
No. No, I don't I don't have no co-host on this show. It's only
matter of fact,
this show.
He's the one to put up the link so I could call, and I figured I'd do this for my wife.
Oh, that's what's up. So, I mean, that's still a good look either way that you call in. You know, I get a lot of love on Facebook, so I'm glad people are forwarding it to people that need it. So, obviously, it was sent to you because they probably knew you needed to honor someone, and I'm glad you called in and honored your wife.
Well, hey, I appreciate you and your show and giving me some air time to do so.
Absolutely, absolutely. We all need to do that every now and then. I'm glad it's actually a man admitting to his own fault, because if I do it, then I'm male bashing. So I'm glad that you did it.
Hey, I keep it real. I keep it real, definitely, 100.
This is what the show is about. This is definitely what the show is about. So, in honor of you calling and, you know, and honoring your wife, I'm going to play something for her, for her from you, which is R. Kelly's Strip for You. So I hope y'all get nice and dirty, and thanks for calling in. Peace.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Surprise for you. So girl, get ready, 'cause I'm on my way.
yeah, man. Stripping for You, R. Kelly. You know, and that's a hot song. You want to definitely honor your wife and honor your girlfriend and stuff, and let them know that you're feeling sexy and you're willing to strip for them. That's like the most sexiest thing, because we always, as women, are expected to be the one stripping, and you know, and very butt naked and getting, you know, the men aroused and sexy. But why can't we get that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't we get that feeling, and not from a stripper? You know, but for my actual husband and our actual man, you know what I'm saying? Like, why not? We need that too. You know, we need that we need that stimulation from our partners, you know, letting us know that we appreciate it and we're also sexy, you know, because we're strong, we multitask and all that, but at the end of the day, that's what we are. We're nurturers, we're tender. We're women, and women always want to be desired, always want to be appreciated, always want to be held and caressed, you know, because we're nurturers, and that's what we do. So we need to feel nurtured to, in order to continue to give nurturing, you know. It's like a, you know, it's just like a whole full circle. So someone here dedicated the No Bullshit by Chris Brown, and all, you know, we're just going to give it up to the ladies, man. And I hope you gentlemen just respect the movement. You know, even though this month is the History Month, you know, you got to give thanks to the women that paved the way every day, which is our mothers, our grandmothers, our ancestors, you know. They're the ones that, without them, we wouldn't even be here to be thanking nobody. So shout out to all the old heads, all the grandmothers, all the nanas, all the abuelas, all the abuelitas, you know, shout out to y'all. And No Bullshit, Chris Brown.
I'm running over. When does you get over it begin? I hear what you're saying, but I swear that's not making sense. So when can I see you? When can I see you again? When can my heart beat again? When can I see you again? And when can I breathe once again? And when can I see you? When does my someday begin?
The day that you my old girl, now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him, take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
I'm
celebrate my Independence Day. Will Smith, baby girl, who I'm kidding, still sick. Real ish, all my new seem to get old real quick. Hey, could it be you everything that this plain couldn't be? Is it a sign from the Lord that I shouldn't be? Lost in the playaway, so they get hold of me. Got me on layaway, girl, you got a hold on me. I say I'm wrong, you say come again. Damn, said I was wrong, look, don't rub it in. I got a lot on my mind, got a flock full of dimes, like a line full of hula. How they coming in? Just saying, don't wanna have me, then somebody will. I'm praying, weight on my chest like I body build. I'm praying, you ain't content with trying to do your thing. And come back, baby, boomerang, rank.
I'm the ring, Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, Sojourner Truth, ladies that have paved the way for us. We honor you. We honor you. 1928, July 21st, first woman to win an Olympic gold medal was Helena Konopka of Poland. And those are just some women facts. Give it up for the ladies. If no one told you that they don't love you, we love you. M-I-E-2-K, LushRadioOnline.com. And we're out. Peace, love, and blessings. Give yourself a great big hug. Love yourself first, and everybody else will follow suit. Respect yourself, and everybody will follow suit. So, self-admit and know and be proud that you are a woman, a queen. Peace.